Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Samech Dalet. We are two lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Samech Dalet Omer Aleph, the two dots. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Mekusha v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, Hanesunu Batzaru v'ashivyo. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shmuel Aharon ben Nosan Nota. That's Mr. Alan Lipman, whose fifth yahrzeit is today. So we're actually an amid ahead. We're on the bottom of Daf Kuf Samech Dal and Amid Aleph. I suppose to make up for the fact that we're sort of also an amid behind. But the point is, we're moving along still in the very beginning of Perek Et Pashat, and we're discussing the halachos of the get pashut and the get mekusher. So the Mishnah said that once upon a time, there were two types of documents that were in circulation. The get pashut, the simple get, that's your prototypical shtar, and the get mekusher, which had a whole bunch of interesting and nuanced different halachos. The Mishnah said that amongst the differences between the get pashut and the get mekusher are the hilchos edus. Number one, a get pashut, ed of mitoichai. Number two, a get pashut, like most hilchos edus, requires two edim. A get mekusher, ed of meachayrav. A get mekusher requires three edim. The Mishnah said that if somebody would prepare a get pasha like a get mekusher or vice versa, it would be a problem. Specifically, pasha shekasav eid of me'achayrav or mekusher shekasav eid of mitoichai, shnei psulim. The get pasha is eid of mitoichai and it has to be eid of mitoichai. If the eidim are signed me'achayrav, it's possible. The get mekusher are eid of me'achayrav, it has to be that way. If you would prepare a get mekusher and you would put the eid of mitoichai, that would be a problem. Stating that, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said, Mekusher shekosfoy eid of mitoichai, kosher. That if you have a get mekusher and the eidim are signed on the front, it's kosher. And the reason is, mepnei sheyachal lasoy soy pashat. Because you could always untie the ksharim and convert the get mekusher into a get pashut. If you convert it into a get pashut, then the edim mitoichai is a good thing. So says Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, I agree, pashut she kosvo edav meachayrav is possible, but mekusher she kosvo edav mitoichai is going to be kosher. Either way, today's daf begins with that comment that Reb Chanina ben Gamliel made in the Mishnah, and a response to that comment that the great Reb Yehuda Hanasi made when he heard what Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said. Zok tehelig yigemara. Heshiv Rebbe ledivrei Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. So when Rebbe heard what Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said, and again, what did he say? That a get mekusher shekasvu edav mitoichai it's kosher. Why? Because you could always convert the get mekusher into a get pashut. He said, I have a big problem with that. There's another difference between the get pashut and the get mekusher, and that is as it relates to the zman. So we know every shtar has to have a zman. Now, in terms of how exactly you date the shtar, there's a difference between whether it's a get pashut or it's a get mekusher. How so? Pashut, in the event that you're dating a get pashut, molach shana, moinon loishana. So we know that once upon a time, the way shtaris were dated, this is the first sugya, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, was how many years is it to the beginning of the term of the current king. So if it's in the fifth year of his malchus, it was dated accordingly. If it was in the seventh year of his malchus, it was dated accordingly. Either way, said Rebbe, that when it comes to a get pashut, it's pashut, meaning malach shana, moinen loy shana, shtayim, moinen loy shtayim. Mekusher, however, when it comes to a get mekusher, there we say a big chiddush, malach shana, in the event that the current king has been in his reign for a year, the way we document it is as if it's not in the first year of his malchus, but rather it's the second year of his malchus. Shtayim, if it's in the second year of his malchus, we date it as if it's in the third year. Now this would seem to be a very, very strange idea. Why would you do that? So the Rashbam speaks out, and really it's based on a Gemara that we're going to see in a couple of lines, that was that actually the minig of the Umay Sa'olam. So when the secular people would date Shtaris, they would sometimes date it a year ahead. Meaning, if it was year one, they would write it as if it was year two. And if it was year two, they would write it as if it was year three. Now, that was not the Jewish custom. Stating that in a Get Mekusher, the Chachamim said you should do it that way. Now, why did the Chachamim say you should do it that way with a Get Mekusher? So the Rashbam says, chalk this up as another stringency, so to speak, as another peculiar halacha that the Chachamim put into place of the Get Mekusher, simply to make it complicated. Why? For the Kohanim Kasonim to be able to calm down, lest they divorce their wives and then afterwards regret it. But the bottom line is, Rebbe says, I don't understand Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel saying. He's saying that you could convert a Get Mekusher into a Get Pashut. That's not true. The Zman is fundamentally different. The Get Pashut, the Zman is Pashut. The Get Mekusher, you always write it as if it's 1 year ahead. Okay, so what's the Graysa Avla? So, no problem. So you're going to take the Get Mekusher, you're going to convert it into a Get Pashut. The Zman might be a little bit off. So Rabbi explained. He said, Zimnin, the Yazaf Minei Zuzi B'Mekusher. What happens if somebody borrowed money from somebody using a Get Mekusher, umisramele zuzi beni beni uparale. And then within the year of when he borrowed the money, he went and he paid back the loan. Okay, now when the Leiva paid the loan back to the Malva, so the Leiva told the Malva, havli shtaroi, I want my shtar back. Meaning, I don't want you to walk around with a shtar chayv that says I owe you money because I already paid you. Va'amale, the Malva might tell the Leiva, irchisli, I'll be honest with you, I'd love to give it to you, but I lost it. V'kasav leitavra. And in exchange, what he's going to give him is a receipt that says that he made payment. Now, v'chimat dizmane, when dizman is going to come, meaning it's going to be now a year later, mashvilei pashint, he's going to take the get mekusher, he's going to convert it into a get pashint, v'amale, and he's going to go back to this loiva, and he's going to say, hashtu diyaz v'sminoi, you owe me money. He's going to say, one second, I don't owe you money. I already paid you. Prove it to me. He's going to pull out a shoiver. But the shoiver says that you paid me 6 months ago. I have a loan document that says that you just borrowed money from me today. Now, how did that happen? The reason it happened was because the Get Mekusher was always written with a Zman Me'ucher, as if the event took place a year later that it took. Now, if somebody pulls out a Get Mekusher and it looks like a Zman Me'ucher, you know it's not a Zman Me'ucher because you know that is the way the Get Mekusher was prepared. But if you're going to take the Mekusher, you're going to convert it into a Pashut, so now it doesn't look like it's a Zman Me'ucher. It looks like whatever it says happened, happened in the current year. And this can obviously bring to a terrible inyan. So Rebbe heard what Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, and that is get Mekusher, Shekasva Eid of Mitoicha is Kasha. Why? Because you can convert a Get Mekusher into a Get Pashut. Hey Shiv Rebbe, Ledivri Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. He said, no way, you can't convert a Get Mekusher to a Get Pashut. Why? Because you're going to end up with an issue with this man based on the idea that Pashut Malach Shana Moidim Loishana Shtayim Moidim Loishtayim, but whereas a Mekusher Malach Shana Moidim Loishtayim Shtayim Moidim Loigimel. Now, this whole issue was all predicated on the fact that we're concerned that the loiva, the person that borrowed the money using the Get Mekusher, might pay back the loan. And the malva is going to tell the loiva that, I know I'm supposed to return the shtar now, I don't have it. Instead of giving him the shtar, he's going to give him a shoiver. Then, a year later, he's going to pull out the Get Mekusher, convert it into a Get Pashut, and try to be Tevei the money again. Says the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel didn't have this issue is Kosavar, because he's of the opinion, Ein Kaisvin Shaiver. So we know from Masechtas Ksuvos and elsewhere, it's actually a Mishnah later in the end of Bava Basra, that there was a Machlokes Tanoim, whether Kaisvin Shaiver or Ein Kaisvin Shaiver. There were those that held that the only way you can collect on a shtar chayiv is if you actually have the shtar to be able to return to the loiva. But if not, you can't force the loiva to pay you, not take his shtar back, and in lieu of a shtar, get a receipt. He's not mechuyev to have to hold on to his receipt. You give him the shtar, he'll give you the money. No shtar, no money, right? That's what one man domar holds. Either way, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was of the opinion that Ein Kais Fin Shoiver, if Ein Kais Fin Shoiver, this is not something that would have to happen. But the Gemara has a side problem. Me Baki Rebbe ben Mekusher, was Rebbe really such a Baki in the whole idea of Get Mekusher? Right? It sounds like he knew exactly how this works. Rebbe says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, you're converting a Mekusher to a Pashut. The Zman of the Pashut is different than the Zman of the Mekusher. Right? The Gemara, who Mekusher also? The Chami, the Rebbe, there was a Get Mekusher that appeared in front of Rebbe. V'amar Rebbe, Rebbe looked at this man and he said, this is a shtar mocha, what's going on over here? today is Tavshin Peihe, and this is Data Tavshin Pei Vav. So he looked at it, he says, what's happening? Amali Zoinin L'Rebbe. So Zoinin was there, Rashi, the Rashbam, says, Shem Chacham, and he turns to Rebbe and he says, no, this is not a Shtar Mo'ocher. Kach Min Hogashal Umazu. This is the minik of the people in this nation. Molach Shana Moinin Loi Shtayim, Shtayim Moinin Loi Shalosh. And we, the rabbis, incorporated that minik into the Get Mekusher just to make the Get Mekusher a little bit more verplanted. But the bottom line is, it sounds like Rebbe didn't even know this. He wasn't a bucky in Get Mekusher ba'ufen klali, and he wasn't a bucky in the nuance of this man and the difference between the Get Pashur and the Get Pashur ba'ufen prati. So Rebbe says, I don't understand Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. You see, from this ma'aseh he didn't know. And the Gemara says the most obvious answer imaginable, basa the shaman mizayin and zavetshu. Originally, he didn't know. And then this Maisa with Zoinin happened. And Zoinin educated Rebbe, so to speak, in terms of the nuance of the Get Mekusher. Once he knew, hey, Shiv Rebbe, the Divri Rebbe Chanin Megamliel. I understand Rebbe Chanin Megamliel. How you hold you can convert a Get Mekusher into a Get Pashut. What about this halach of Zman, this idea that Zoinin taught me? Zok to Gemara. Who started? It was a star that because of Bebe Shtas, Ploini Archon. So this was a document that had Zman. But the Zman was written in a very vague way. This is what it said. Quote, Bishnas Ploini, not Bishnas Ploini, we have to figure out what the Ploini was. It said the word Ploini. It said Pe, Lamed, Vav, Nud, Yud. Okay. So Bishnas Ploini, Archon. Reb Chanina, so Reb Chanina said, Yibodek Emosai Omad Archon Ba'archanuse. So Archon is a general term that means melech, it means sovereign, or some synonym thereof. So clearly what the Shtar was saying was that this transaction took place Bishnas Ploini Archon. So it's referring to the current Malchus, but doesn't say what year. It says that it's year Ploini. So how are you even supposed to know what that means? So Reb Chanina says, this is what you should do. Figure out what was the first year of the current king, and whatever that first year was, I'm assuming that's when the Shtar was written. Now, what's the basis for this? Again, this is also going to be clearer in the Gemara in a few lines. But the Rashbam right away says that B'shana Rishayna, Reb Chanina was of the opinion that the first year of the reign of the king, Koyron Lo Archon, they would refer to the Melech as Archon, and the reason is because Archon, he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Arich Oloy Arich, it's Miloshem Mesukkin. So that's the year that the kingdom was established, so that's what it was referred to in that year. But the bottom line is, Reb Chanina said, let's be Boidik, Emosai Omad Archon Ba'archon Usei, because I believe Shnas Ploini Archon means the first year. The word Archon means the first year. Says the Gemara, the Dilma, the Arich Malchusei. Arich can mean Mesukin, but Arich could also mean the more conventional translation. It means Arich, it means long. So maybe Fakir, maybe it means some later date that's well into his reign. Rav Hoshias said, Kach min hoga shal umazu. No, you have to know the custom. Rav Chanina wasn't just saying a boich svara. Rav Chanina was saying something that he knew. Shana Rishayna currently, Archon, the first year of the reign, they used to refer to the king as Archon. Shnia, the second year, currently, Digoy. But the bottom line is that when he was saying, he knew for a fact. This is the custom. So Feshtar says, Archon, it means Shana Rishayna. It means the first year. Faith the Gemara, Vedilma, Avure, Avru, Vahader Ukmu. Meaning, Noniach, Archon means the first year. But maybe this king was king, and then he was dethroned, and then he became king again, right? So, Shengehertas al Chazachin, where somebody is president, and he's not, and then he is again. But certainly back in the day, this was rather common. So, Freik the Gemara, how do you know it's the first year that he was Melech, maybe it's the first year of the second term, meaning it's still a little bit unclear. How do you know for sure what Bishlas Ploini Archon means? Rabbi Yermias clarified, he said, Ahu Archon Digun Karile. If this is a second term, it would be the first year of the second term, meaning you differentiate between the first term and the second term. If it says Archon and it doesn't say Archon Digun, so then by definition it means the first year of his first term, and you don't have to start thinking that 1 second, maybe in the interim, he was dethroned, then he became king again. Says the Gemara, on this note, which note? On the note of Archon, meaning year one, and Digoin, meaning year two, the Gemara brings a braisa that's going to teach us how to count to five in Greek. Tanu Rabbanan, Hareini Nazar. Heino, if somebody says, I want to be a Nazar, so Sumcha, same as Sumcha says, Omar Heino, if he said Hareini Nazar, Heino Achas, it means he wants to be a Nazar once. Stam Nazir is Islam, and he's taking upon himself one Nazir, Digoin, if he says the word digoin shtayim, because in Greek digoin means two. Trigoin is gimel, because that means he was mekabel three nazirios. Tetrigoin is arba, and pentigoin is chamesh, is going to be five. Either way, if somebody says I'm mekabel one nazirios, it's one, two is two, three is three, four is five. That's basically what the Brice has said. But the Brice is just counting in Greek. The Brice is not counting in English. Tanu rabbanan bayis ogul. If someone has a roundhouse, digoin, or there's a house with two walls, trigoin, three, pentagoin, five, ein metame b'negoim. The halacha is, a house like this is not metame tumas negoim. Tetrigoin, if there's four walls, metame b'negoim, then it's metame tumas negoim. So we know that a person can become a metzairah, a beged can become a metzairah, a bias could have a nega and it could become a metzairah. Says this brayis that that's only true if this bias has four walls. One, two, three, or five, it's round, then it's not going to be metame tumas negoim. Says the Gemara, no, really, what's the makar to this? It's a brayis. The Tanu Rabbanan on the Maila Omer Kir Kirois. So when the Torah talks about nigei batim, it says v'ro'es hanega v'hinei hanega b'kirois habayis. And lemato Omer again, it says Kir Kirois v'shava koyim v'yimash v'ivaroa v'hinei posa hanega b'kirois habayis. So twice the Torah talks about the walls of the house, and it says kirois. Now, the lashon of the Gemara is lemailu oimer kir kirois. Doesn't say kir kirois. It says only kirois. So what does it mean lemailu oimer kir kirois? Had you read a Gemara like this, it could have, would have, should have said kir, and instead it says kirois. And the same is true lemato. It could have, would have, should have said kir, and instead it says kirois. Why kirois and not kir? Why in the plural? To teach me not only wool, but the amount of wools that the bias would have in order to be subject to this law. So, kirois erstemo, kirois im tsveitemo. Kirois means two, two times two, or two plus two is four. And as a result, that's how you know that the only time the halacha is you have nigei batin is if the amount of walls that we have is tetrigoin. If, however, it's one, two, three, or five, it's not going to be metama tumas nagal. We return to the get makusha. Who makusha does the kami the Rebbe? There was a get makusha that appeared in front of Rebbe. Oh my Rebbe, Rebbe said ein zman b'zeh. He looked at it. He said, "Where's this man?" I'm with the Rebbe Shem Bar Rebbe. The Rebbe, so Rebbe Shem Bar Rebbe was there. He turned to his father and he said, "Shema ben kshor of muvla. Maybe the zman is in between the kshor, right? If this gemara sounds familiar, we had this right in the beginning of the parak." This was one of the makaris that the Rishonim bring, that you see that even Rebbe wasn't 100% familiar with the Get Mekosher, like we saw earlier on the Yomit. Either way, so Rav Shimon ben Rebbe tells Rebbe, there's no Zman, look carefully, look underneath the Ksharm. Palya, so he looked, V'chazya, and he saw it. Hadachazah bei Rebbe bebishos. Then Rav Shimon ben Rebbe saw that Rebbe was a little bit disappointed. He was disappointed why it was so difficult to see the Zman. Now, the truth is that the Get Mekusher is supposed to be somewhat concealed. But at the same time, if you've seen a picture of the Get Mekusher, it's sewed, but you're able to peer underneath that little flap and see what's written. But it seems like this was really tucked away, and Rebbe wasn't so happy about it. So he looks at his son, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, a little disappointed. So Amalei, Reb Shimon Rebbe tells his father, Lav anoka saftio. You looking at me? I didn't write it. Reb Yehuda chayti kasve. He says, Reb Yehuda chayti, he's the one that wrote it. Amalei, said, Rebbe looked at his son, he said, Klach mi loshen hara zeh. He says, why are you speaking loshen hara? Now the Marsha speaks out that Reb Shimon ben Rebbe was right for saying, I'm not the one that wrote it. It's not mechuyev to take the hit. He doesn't have to take the blame. That's okay, but why are you pointing a finger at somebody else? Like, why do you have to say that Reb Yehuda Chaita? Some take out the word Reb Yehuda Chaita. Why do you have to say that? And Rebbe admonished him. He told him, Klach miloshen hara hazeh. Zimne, in another time, Havayasav Kameh, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe was sitting in front of his father, V'kopasek Sidra B'Sefer Tehillim, and they were going through one of the starim of Sefer Tehillim. Right? Sefer Tehillim is made up of five svarim, and they're being Pasek Sidra B'Sefer Tehillim. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kamim Yushik Savzeh, says, wow, I don't know who the Sefer is, but this is mamish, a beautiful Ksav. Amar Leis, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe said, Lava no Kasve, I'm not the one that wrote it. And here it says, Yehuda Chayte Kasve. It's Yehuda Chayte, he's the one that wrote it. Amar Leis, so Rebbe told the son, Klach mi loshen hara hazeh. Again, why are you speaking loshen? So, Freit the Gemara, the obvious question. Bishleima hasa, bishleima, the first story, ikka loshen hara. I understand the loshen hara. Shem ben Rebbe is saying that Yehuda Chayta is the one that put this man in the Get Mekusher in a tucked away place, that Rebbe couldn't find it. Okay, I understand. That's not a good thing. So why are you speaking loshen hara? Elohacha, my loshen hara ikka. What was the loshen hara? Fakir. He said he's a good sofer. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Dimi. You want to know why this was Lashon Hara? It's because of something Rav Dimi said. Tani Rav Dimi, Achud Rav Safar. A person should never speak good things about his friend. Because if you're going to say good, inevitably you're going to end up saying bad. And that's why even speaking is considered Lashon Hara. The reason it's Lashon Hara, in and of itself it's Lashon Toiv. But let's be honest, sometimes you're talking about someone and you say all his wonderful miles, and you say, well, listen, I understand he's not perfect, and right, I understand but this, and I understand that. That's very often what happens, and that's why Rebbe held that even speaking b'toivasa shal chaveiro is something that's lashon hara, and even on the good thing, the Rav Shimon Rebbe said about Yehuda Chaita, he said, klach min lashon hara, we're going to get back to this in a minute. Amar Rav, Amar Rav, shalish averis, ein odem nitzal mehem b'chol yom. There are three averis that a person cannot save himself from every single day. As if to say, there are three averis that everybody is nichshalin every single day, right? Just read the words. Ein odem nitzal mehem. No person, b'chol yoim, on every single day. What are the three averas? Hirur avera, the iyun tefila, the lashon hara. Hirur avera, the machshava to have an avera, stam avera in shas, we know is znos. So the machshava of gilui arayis, the machshava of doing an avera, is something that ein adam nitzel mehem b'chol yoim. Iyun tefila. What does that mean? So if you take a look at the last line of Rashbam, Yesh Mefarshim, Shala'acha Shehispalel. After a person davens, Don Beliboy, he makes a cheshbin in his heart, Sheyeshalim Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu Tzchara. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is for sure going to give him what he davened for. V'yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzrochav, V'yishma Tfilosoy, Lufi Shehispalel B'Kavano. If a person davens B'Kavano, sometimes he says, I mean, it doesn't sound like sometimes, it sounds like every time, and it sounds like every person, every single day, a person makes this calculation in his mind that I know Hashem's going to answer my tefillah because I said a long Shemayna Esrei and I had tremendous kavana. Taisvis and the Rishonim don't really understand what the Rashbam is saying. Meaning, why is that such a bad thing? And this is something that ain adam nitzel mehem b'chol yoyim. There are people that never had that machshava in their life. A lot of people don't even daven b'kavana, that they could have that machshava. So where's that even coming from? This is a little bit of a shver Ramban. But if you take a look at the Tosfos, it's the bottom Tosfos on the Amud, the middle of the Tosfos, v'nir l'Rebbe. The iyun tefilo hu ra, what does that mean? She'ena mechavnen tefilo asan. Ah, they don't have kavana during davening. To have kavana during davening is not something that's easy to do. And ein adam nitzel mehem b'chol yoyim, that a person should daven, and he should daven without having proper kavana. Either way, that's the second thing. The third thing is lashon hara, which is very straightforward. But the Gemara says, one second, lashon hara, sol kedaitach, how could it be? A person, every single day, is going to be nichshol in lashon hara. And I think the punch of the Gemara's kasha is, learn Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, learn Sefer Chafetz Chaim, see how chamer Lashon Hara is, and it's just not possible that every single person is doing something so chamer every single day. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ela Avak Lashon Hara. It doesn't mean Lashon Hara, but it means Avak Lashon Hara. So Avak literally means dust, right? But it means the dust of Lashon Hara. So what is Avak Lashon Hara? The Rashbam says, Kegoyim da Amri Nura Beplanya. If somebody says that, you know, by Ploini, there's always a fire. That's not Lashon Hara, but it's Avak Lashon Hara. Now, why would that even be on the spectrum of Lashon Hara? Because it sounds like you're saying the grill is always going, right? There's always a party over there. So it's shtickle derogatory. But the point is, it's not mamish Lashon Hara. It's an example of an Avak Lashon Hara. So Avada, when we say that Sholesh Averis Enod Menitza Mehem B'chol Yoim, can't be that Lashon Hara is one of them. Avak Lashon Hara, that is one of them. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Roiv Begezel, most people are nichshol in the Isser of Gezel. Umiyot ba'arayos, there's a minority of people that are nichshol in the Isser of Arayos. V'hakoyl b'loshen hara. Everyone's nichshol in Loshen hara. Says the Gemara, b'loshen hara, solka daitach. Could it be that everyone's nichshol in Loshen hara? Gemara says, you're right. El avak Loshen hara. It doesn't mean literally Loshen hara, but rather what it means is avak Loshen hara, and we are going to exhale and stop right here. So today's daf, because of some of the legwork that we did yesterday, was a rather light daf, some classic divrei agada tucked away in today's daf, and Be'ezus Hashem will just speak out a few haras. So the first hara is, the Gemara said that there was a get mekusher that was also l'kami de Rebbe. Rebbe looked at the get mekusher and he said, ein zman b'zeh. What happened to this man? Now he knew that maybe it's between the ksharim, the Rishonim say, but It was tucked away in a way that he mamish couldn't find it. So Shimba Rebbe was sitting there, and he told his father, no, look more carefully, maybe you're going to be able to find it. So Rebbe looks, and kachava, he found it. Shimba Rebbe saw that his father was disappointed. He didn't like the way the shtar was prepared. And he made the calculation that this is probably reflecting poorly on me, because I'm choshen, my father thinks I'm the one that wrote it. So he turns to his father and he says, Tata, Rebbe, I'm not the one that wrote the shtar. Yehuda Chaita Kasve. Yehuda Chaita, he's the one that wrote it. Amalei, so Rebbe told his son, Klach mi Loshon Hara. I says, why are you speaking Loshon Hara? He says, why do you have to? I understand you want to tell me you didn't write it, but you didn't have to tell me who wrote it. That's Pasha Loshon Hara. Then the Gemara says it was another story, a similar story, where Rebbe and his son Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe were once sitting together, v'kaposik sidra b'sefer Tehillim. And Rebbe commented on the ksav of this Tehillim. He said, kama miyush ksav zeh. And again, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe turned to his father and he said, lav anokis haftia, Yehuda chayta kosvei. And the Gemara said, here too, klach mi loshon hara azeh. Why are you speaking loshon hara? Now the Gemara said, bishlam, in the first story, the shtar was prepared incorrectly. We understand why that's loshon hara. But the second story, my Lashon Hara Ika. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Dimi. Because Rav Dimi, Achud, Rav Safra taught, Lo Oilom al Yisaper Adam B'Toyvasa Shal Chaveroi, Shem Mitoich Toyvasa Atabali De Ra'asai. This Gemara reminded me of another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Chia Havi Yosef Bei Maschusa. Rav Chia was once sitting in a base merchitz. The Chalifa also Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe, and Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe passed by Rab Chia for like kami kame, but Rab Chia did not stand up when he saw Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe passing. The ikbid, and Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe was very disappointed. Rab Chia, why didn't you stand up for me? Also amalei lavur, and he went and he told his father. He said shnei chumashim shonisi loy b'sefer Tehillim. He said I taught him two chumashim and sefer Tehillim. For loyamad miponai, why didn't he stand up for me? Another Gemara. The Gemara says, Bar Kapara, and some say Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi was once sitting in the bathhouse. Alva also Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi. And Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi walked into the bathhouse for like Kami Kame, and Bar Kapara, or if your version in the story is Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, didn't stand up for him. The Ikbid. And Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi was very upset. But also Amalei Lavua. He went running to his father. He told him, Shnei Shlishe Shlisha Nisalei B'Teres Kahanim. I taught him 2/9 of Teres Kahanim. V'loi Oman Miponai. V'Amalois. His father told him, Shema Behen Yoshef Umahar. Maybe he was thinking of learning. Forget all that learning that you taught him. Maybe he's chazering in his head. Either way, another two stories where Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe goes to his father Rebbe and he says something to him that, I don't know, maybe we would interpret as almost being Lashon Hara, right? Now, Rebbe doesn't tell him over there, Klach mi Lashon Hara zeh. In the two maises here in Get Pasha, Kuf Samech Talad Amid Beis, where Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe says something negative and then the next time even something positive about Yehuda Chaita, so Rebbe says, why are you speaking Lashon Hara? Over here, it sounds a little Lashon Hara thing also. He came running to him. Why didn't Reb Chia stand up for me? Why didn't Bar Kapara, Reb Shimon Bar Rabbi Yossi stand up for me? Either way, that was just a little bit of a tsushna. We have another Gemara. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe is talking to Rebbe and he's saying something that you have to be mine and Sefer Chafetz Chaim and go through these halachas to understand them a little bit better. But the Shon may inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. But then it reminded me of a Davar Nifla that we spoke out at the time, Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph from Rav Reuven Margolis. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe walks into the base of Merchitz and Rav Chia is sitting there. Rav Chia sees Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, he doesn't stand up. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe was very disappointed. He runs to his father and he told him, Shnei Chumashim Shonisi Loi B'Sefer Tehillim V'Loi Amud Miponai. I taught him two of the Svarim of Sefer Tehillim. How did he not stand up for me? Shnei Chumashim Shonisi Loi B'Sefer Tehillim, two of the five Svarim. So Rav Reuven Margolis says, take a look at the last perek of the second Sefer of Sefer Tehillim. It's Kapitel Ayin Beis. It starts as follows. L'shloimoi, Elohim mishpatacha l'melech tein, v'sidkascha l'ben melech. The whole perek is l'shloimoi. So David HaMelech, who composed Sefer Tehillim, he wrote a kapitel about his son Shloima Melech, and he said, L'Shloima Elikim Mishpatecho L'Melech Tein V'Tzidkoscho L'Ben Melech, and you should give your righteousness to the son of the Melech. And the whole kapitel talks about David HaMelech davening for and about his son Shloima. In fact, the last pasuk is Kolu Tfilais David Ben Yishai. Right? This is how the second parak of Sefer Tehillim ends. The Hilgach Sam Sefer in one of his drushes, said that the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Kolu Tfilais David Ben Yishai, quote, Kol Eilu Tfilais David Ben Yishai, Kolu Miloshen Kol Eilu, just to read L'Shoinei Azov, Yira HaKavana, says the Chassam Sofer, I think that what the Gemara means and what David HaMelech meant was, Ki Lirois Bechayav B'no Yoshev Al Kisai, for a person to see his son be Yoshev Al Kisai during his own lifetime, Aharon HaKohen was zoche to it, and he saw it, Sha'achas Koidem Moisai. V'nesav alei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, and Moshe Rabbeinu we know was nesav alei Misase Shal Aharon, he also wanted to see his son follow in his way, but he wasn't zoche to it. Muchach mizeh, Sheliroi Spechayev Mamish, that for a person to see during his lifetime, B'no Yoshev Al Kisai, K'moshe Ra Dover HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Zehu Dover Sha'afilu Moshe v'Aharon lo zochuloi. V'im kein, if that's the case, kol chukas ha'olam kolul bozeh, v'ein davar acharav. That means this is the chukas ha'olam. That if there's one thing that a person would want to be zoichet to, it's this inyan. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'hainu kol eila tfilas David ben Yishai. From all the tefillahs that David HaMelech davened, but you want to know what his ikar tefillah was? It was l'shloimoi. Elokim mishpatecha l'melech tein v'tzidkascha l'ben melech. But al kopanim, said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, what is the last perek of the second of the chumashim of Sefer Tehillim? It's l'shloima. It talks about the chshivas of a ben melech. V'tzit kaschal a ben melech. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the Nasi. It wasn't just a Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a melech ki yodua. And Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe learned with Rabbi Chiya, and he learned Shnei Chumshei Sefer Tehillim, and he learned Kapitel Ayin Beis. And Vosh Shnei Tin Kapitel Ayin Beis, that you have to give kovid Elokim mishpatecha lemelech tein, aba oichet vitzit koscha leben melech. The chashivas of a ben melech, we mentioned yesterday, Amar Baravashi, right? The chashivas of a ben melech, and Rav Shimon ben Rebbe is the ben melech. So he went to his father and he says, I don't understand. Shnei chumashim shonisi loy b'sefer tehillim. And we learned that last parak that we mamish just now. And what's that last perek? It's the chshivas and the kovid you have to give to a ben melech. He's not standing up for me either way. That's the first order. The second order is, so the Gemara said that just like a person is not let us speak gnusay shal chaveroi, you also can't speak toivasay shal chaveroi. The Tony Rabdimi Achud Rav Safar Lo Oyelam Yisaper Under Betayvasay Shal Chaveroi Shem Mitoich Toyvasay Boli Dei Raasay. The Marsha on this Gemara right here, and this Marsha is also Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Hey Yom Beis, asks the most obvious question in the world, and that is that true? You're not let us speak Betayvasay Shal Chaveroi Anayim Aisa. This is a new halacha that we just learned in today's Daf. You never let us say something good about somebody. So we know you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. But you're also not allowed to speak good things. It's a Mefurash Gemara. Rebbe called it Lashon Hara. Klach mi Lashon Hara zeh. It's literally Asa. Is that true? You're not allowed to speak the Gnusay Shal Chaver. Now, the truth is that in the last Machzer, we went through some of the Se'ifei Katan in Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Ber Mayim Chaim, Sa'ayin Shom, and the related rate, in terms of some of the halachos, halacha l'maisa, as it relates to this din. But just super duper high level right now. You're not allowed to speak, but Toivasei Shal Chaveri, how could that be? And specifically, the Marsha asks from a Mefurash Gemara. It's the last Gemara in the third parak of Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says, Hay man de shape shumane, a person that has a good reputation, Shori l'shvuche, you let it be meshabeachim. Uman de shavche, and if someone's meshabeachim, yonuchu loy brachos al roish. Fake the marsha. What do you mean? I thought it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says lo'olam al yisaper adam b'tayvasei shal chaver. So the marsha says that take a look at the Rashbam. It's two lines from the bottom. The Rashbam says boli de rasoi. Lidei genusoi shem mitoich shem marbim b'shvachoi maskirin shom gnushabai. Being that you're going to be marbim b'shvachoi, you're going to end up also speaking about gnusoi. So says the Marsha, it's mevur in the Rashbam, and Rashi Masechtas Eruchin and the Sugis of Lashon Hara says the same thing, that the iser is not stamped to say something. It's lo'ilam al yisaper. Right? Don't tell a story. Don't be maflik. Don't be marba. If you're going to talk too much, that's when it's going to be an issue. But en chinami, if you don't talk too much, then already it's not going to be a problem. So when the Gemara says in Megillah Chafei Amid Beis, Hayman de Shaper Shumani Shari Lishvuche, that means a little bit. When the Gemara says in Bava Basra Kuf Samech Dalad Amid Beis Loi Lama Yisaper Onu B'Tei Basra Shachaveiro, that means like the Rashbam says, Mitoich Shem Marbim B'Shvacha. So to say a little bit of Shvach is fine. To say a lot of bit of Shvach, that already is going to be an issue. Stating that, the Hilgich Sam Sofer in a Tshuva, this is in Chelek Vav, it's Tshuva Nuntes. He brings the Marsha, and he's Matmiya on the Marsha. What's his Tmiya on the Marsha? It's the most obvious question in the world. And the truth is, if you look at the Marsha here in Bava Basra, not in Megillah, here in Bava Basra, he asks the Kasha himself. And that is, what was the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Reb Shimon ben Rebbe and Rebbe? Rebbe sees the ksav of this Sefer Tehillim. He's very impressed by it. And he says, wow, what a nice ksav. And Reb Shimon ben Rebbe says, I'm not the one that wrote it. Yehuda Chaita wrote it. And Rebbe gives him Musar. He says, Klach Miloshen Harazah. Was he Marbe B'Shvachai? All he said was, he's the one that wrote the ksav. He wasn't Marbe B'Shvachai. So how could you say that it's only if you're Marbe B'Shvachai? It's all on the Rashbam, really, because the Rashbam seems to say it. And Rashi Neirichin also says it. But the point that says the ksav, I don't think that's the Eitzah. Because if you look at our Gemara, there was no ribuy b'shvach over here. And if there's no ribuy b'shvach, what exactly is going on? Now the truth is, this tshuva's ksam sofer is a tshuva that we've spoken about in the daf Be'ez Hashem many, many times. There's a lot in this tshuva. This is one of the tshuvas that are hafachba v'hafachba de kulaba. I'll just mention two times that we spoke about in the past. Not to digress, but just to set it up a little bit. The first is, this is where the Chassam Sofer says that a Yid has an obligation, v'yisim nikiyim me'ashemu mi'yisrael. Right, a person has to conduct himself in a way where he's going to be naki. He's going to be rein in the eyes of Hashem, but he's also going to be naki in the eyes of other Yidim. And the Chassam Sofer wrote to his Talmud in this tshuva, where he was giving him major hadrach and had to be a man of Yisrael, that it's a lot easier to be Mekayim v'in Yisim Nikiyim Hashem, than it is to be Mekayim v'in Yisim Nikiyim Yisrael. And the reason is because Hashem knows, right? Hashem knows the truth. So if you're Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav, you could be Nikiyim b'Hashem. But people, they don't really know. And unfortunately, people have a natural tendency to be Dan people, L'kaf Choyva, certainly Choshev people. Everyone's looking to try to find fault and maybe take them down. But the point is to be Naki Be'ini Hashem, says the Chassam Sofer, that's not such a Shver. I mean, it's a Shver Avoida. That's why we were created. That's Chayvasoi Boy Lomai. But at the same time, that you could do. But to be Naki Be'ini Yisrael, says that's very, very hard. And sometimes the more Choshev you are, the more you're Naki Be'ini Hashem, the less you become Naki Be'ini Yisrael, because it's Kina Habali Deisina, etc., etc. And then he says, "Vani herharti kam upon him im efshesh kayim adam ba'olam mikrozal maskuntoi." I've thought many times if there's ever been a person in history that was able to be mekayim this pasuk. V'ulai, and maybe al zek kayul shleima melech olav shalom. Maybe this is what shleima melech olav shalom meant when he said, "Ein tzadik ba'aretz asheyase toy v'lo yechda ritzoy neloima." He says, "I think he meant this inyan that to be mekayim v'yisim nekiyim me'yisrael." I don't know if anyone was ever mekayim. It's not possible, right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, there were the greatest leaders ever, they were chshadis about him, things that you wouldn't think on your son. What's the pshat? The pshat is because it's kina haboli de sinna. And the Chassam Sofer says, "Vani herharti kam upon him." It means this literally. This is one of the times that we've spoken about this Chassam Sofer many, many times. Another is, and this is really in the next paragraph, and this is Dava B'itay Matoiv. He tells this Talmud of his, "I want you to know that you're going to have opposition. You're always going to have opposition." V'yodata, he says, "Es hashem margul b'pumi tamid." You know, you're my Talmud. So you know what's margul b'pumi tamid. Ein Yaakov shlo yifke'enu lavan. There's no Yaakov that doesn't bump into a lavan. Uma'ate lavan shiifku behem Yaakov. But there are only a few lavans that bump into a Yaakov. Shmor zek yu emes. Ubechoy nadvarim v'tirem amitiyim. And then he explained himself. What does this mean? Kibris krusa. There is literally a covenant. Neg that kol talmud chacham. V'tzadik hamechune Yaakov, any Talmud Chacham, any tzadik, that's a quote-unquote Yaakov, yeshloi matzirim negdoi hamechune Lavan. There are going to be people that are going to oppose him, that are going to be quote-unquote Lavans. Every tzadik is going to encounter a Lavan. This is the ultimate maisa of a similar bonim of the Vachige Parasha, that every single Yaakov is going to encounter a Lavan. Amna ma'atim heim arishama elu ashe yimotsu negdo mishu acheim b'ramos, ki Yaakov neged Lavan. It's a lot more Lavans than there are Yaakovs. Every Yaakov is going to bump into a Lavan. But most Lavans don't meet their match in terms of Yaakov. Right? What does Yaakov tell Rachel? Don't worry about it. I can handle your father. Trust me. Achiv ani b'ram Yusa. That's already rare that you find a tzaddik that's able to go into that Indian. And then he says, v'hevi yoideya ki harbe pomim hafachti bohem u'mehem u'me'amoynam. He says, there were many times, Chaim Sofer writes, that I bumped into Lavans. And he said, I was so careful that I was literally nizer throughout my life not to bump into the smallest Lavan in the world. And I ended up bumping into the biggest ones. And then he says, but you should know, Lavan doesn't always appear as an Amoritz. Sometimes Lavan can appear like Loim de Teira, v'afilu Rabbanim. Sometimes it can be a very chash of a person. Dvorim Nifla. That's a second major landmine that's in this Shuvitz Chassam Sofer. Again, he's laying down the Yisoidis to his Talmud of how you're supposed to be a Managadar. But I forward to the end. And that is, Chassam Sofer brings this Marshal Skasha. And that is, we have a steer between two Gemaras. And then we have a Gemara. And by the way, there's so many other Gemaras. There's many Gemaras in Shas where people are being Meshaber Tzadikim. Now, what does it mean? Mikza Shvache Befanov. But you could say the ganze Shvach. I thought you're not allowed to say Shvach. What happened to this Gemara? Bava Basuk of Samach Dalam and Beis. Now the Marsha says, based on a diuk in the Lashon of the Rashbam and a diuk in the Lashon of Rashi, that it's only a problem if you're Marbe B'Shvacha. But Freitach Sam Sofer, the story Yehuda Chayte Kosvinu doesn't sound like Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe was Marbe B'Shvacha. And Afilu Hachi Rebbe said, Klach Mi Lashon Harazeh. So the Sam Sofer says another major Yisai. He says as follows: Al Kei Niru Lani Is Daiti, the Tzorich Losum Leiv Balafachi. It's another often quoted line in Chazam Sofer. L'saper b'shvacha tzadikim hu mitzvah gedoyla. V'im kein freit Chazam Sofer. Amay nechush shenovik lidei gnusa. What's this whole chash? Mitoich gnusay atabolidei. Mitoich shvachay atabolidei gnusay. If you're being mishaber the tzadik, you're doing, in the words of the Chazam Sofer, a mitzvah gedoyla. Right? Gives you a different appreciation for Sipurei Tzadikim. Right? Sipurei Tzadikim is not the Bubba Maises that we spoke about in yesterday's raid bite. Sipurei Tzadikim is a mitzvah gedoyla, says the Chassam Sofer. And he says, if that's the case, what's the chashash you're going to be bali deik nusay? Ha mitzvah be'idna da asikba megino matzle. V'amay lo yia mesaper b'shvachay batuach milobe lideik nusay. I don't understand. He should have the confidence. He should know 100% that nothing bad is going to come from this. Okay, nearly. Davka hasam. Davkin bava basa kuf samach dalar on the base. The oik may be mili da alma. What was the shvach that Rosh Hashanah Rebbe said about Yehuda Chaita? That sofer, it's his. He has a beautiful handwriting. He's the one that wrote it. He was talking about the shvach of Yoifi Aksiva. The Amar Yehuda Chaita Kasve. Beha choshash Rebbe v'loshen hara sheyava lidei gnusai. Why? Because he's not being misaper. Wow, he's such a tzaddik. He's a gadol. Listen to this maisa. Listen to that maisa. That's not what's going on. He's saying he has a great penmanship. He has a beautiful handwriting. Okay, it's very nice. Azaz shvach may come li deignus. Avol enochinami. Im yishabeach es atzadik bitzidkosoi v'chachmosoi. K'moy shoyu regilim chazal mishabeach le rebi ployni dura ployni don gadol hu. Ayin brochus tamet chesam ad alef. Kiven de mitzvah hu. Megino hi olav. Shaloi yobali saper bignusoi. V'hein heino divrei ashas anal. That's what Yenna Gemara means. Hai man de shapesh umane, shori l'shvuchei, v'loi chayshin et shiyav l'idei gnusoi. If he shapesh umane, he's an erlich yid, he's a tzaddik, you could be mishabeach his erlichkeit, you could be mishabeach his tzidkis, because nothing bad's going to come from it. You know why nothing bad's going to come from it? Because shoyim mitzvah l'yeda davar ra, and a mitzvah be'inah da asik ba, is megino matzlo, and then you don't have to worry. So says the Chassam Sofer, avad, if you want to stam be mishabeach a person, that's this halacha. Loi l'ma yisap, you have to go through the understand this halacha better. But the bottom line is, that's a mefurish gemara. Ah, you find throughout Shas, I was an Indian, a mitzvah shvacha befana, but you could say the ganze shvach shalwe befana. I the gemara mesachtas megillah. There you be meshabech, the erlichkeit, the wisdom of the person. That, that's a whole different Indian. That's to the contrary. L'saber b'shvacha tzadikin, mitzvah gedoyah, it's not just a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah gedoyah, and if a yid does a mitzvah, the mitzvah is making a matzah, shayim a mitzvah v'yeda davara, this is not something you have to worry about. Either way, that's the second aura. The third aura is, so the Gemara said, Amrav Yehuda Amrav, Roiv b'gezel, most people are nichshol in the chet of gezel. U'miyot b'arayos, there's a minority of people that are nichshol in the Aveira of Arayas, Vakoil, Belashon Hara, everyone's Lichshol in Lashon Hara, Freit Vimar, Lashon Hara, Sol Pedaitach, Ella, what it really means is Avak Lashon Hara. The Chidah, in his Pesach Inayim, right here on this Gemara, and it's also in Birkei Yosef, right in the beginning of Eben Ezer Simon Chav Hei, he brings a bomb kasha that the Tosis Yontif, in his Pirish on the Tor, not in his Pirish on Mishnayis, in his Pirish on the Tor asks, from this Gemara on a famous Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is in the end of Hilchas Yisurei Biya. It's Perichov Beis Halacha Yotches. The Rambam says as follows: Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifroish mino arayos v'habiyos ha-asurois. There's nothing that's more difficult and more challenging for the majority of people to refrain from doing then arayos and bias asuris. Amru chacham, b'shoshim etzav Yisrael arayos. When the Yidden were commanded on the Indian of arayos, bachu, they cried. V'kiblu mitzvah zel b'taroymes u'b'chiyah. And they were makabel the mitzvah, but they did it with fighting, and they were very upset about it, and with crying. Shenem ha-boichel ha-mishpachosav al ishe mishpachos. V'amru chacham, gezel v'arayos, navshoy shal adam, misav lehem u'micham dasan. V'ein ata moitze kahal b'chol zman u'zman, she'en b'em prutzen b'arayos u'b'bias asuris. You're never going to find the kahal of Yidden that's not going to have people in it that are putzim ba'arayos and b'biyo yisah asuris. Amru chachamim, roiv b'gezel u'miyot ba'arayos v'akal avak loshen har. And then the Rambam says, because arayos is such an Indian that it's so difficult for a person to be careful in the fichach roi lo adam lakuf yitzri b'davazeh u'lahar galatzmi b'kedushi yiseira, etc., etc. And the Rambam gives a whole musa shmuz of how a person is supposed to go about refraining from this aveira. But the lashon of the Rambam is ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifroish minu arayos v'habiyos ha'asur. It's great that Tosfos Yontif, it sounds like from the lashon of the Rambam that the one mitzvah that the roi va'am cannot be Pirish from is what? Is Arayas. That's the worst. That's the most challenging Indian in the entire Torah. How does it stand with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Roiv b'Gezel, and only Miut b'Arayas. Sounds like it's just the opposite. It sounds like Gezel is the one that's more difficult for a person to refrain from than is Arayas. Because it's only Roiv b'Gezel, and it's Miut b'Arayas. And just to add insult to injury, the Rambam himself, when he brings this inyan of Ein l'chadava b'chalatayr kulu shukash l'ray v'am elolifish min arayas v'abiris nasuris, he quotes this Gemara in middle of the Rambam's diatribe. He says, Amru chachamim, roiv b'gezel u'miut b'arayas v'hakol v'avak l'oshanar. He quotes under a Gemara. So, fake the Taisyantiv, I'm not sure how to make sense of this. If Ein l'chadava b'chalatayr kulu shukash l'ray v'am elolifish min arayas v'abiris nasuris, so why is it miut b'arayas? It should be roiv b'arayas. Right, it seems to be upside down. How do you understand Pashup Shad in this Rambam in light of this Gemara, which the Rambam Toich Kidei Dibur actually quotes? So the Chidah brings this Kasha from the Tosfos Yontif, as mentioned, and he says, I don't understand the Tosfos Yontif's Kasha. Chashenish the Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Rambam said that the most difficult inyan for a person to be Meskabarin is Arayas. It's true. He said, but Baruch Hashem, people, they work hard. They halten sich stark, and they're misgaber. And the misgaber, ad kidei kach, the Chazal said, it's only miut b'arayas. Because roiv yidden are able to be misgaber on this inyan. And it's because of that, it's miut b'arayas. So it's true. The Rambam, when he says, ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula shehu kasha, he was referring to the challenge. He's referring to the nesayon. But when the Gemara says, roiv b'gezel and only miut b'arayas, the Gemara is going through the analytics. Vos is lemaisa. Lemaisa, it's only miut barayas. And the Chidah says it's so poshut to me that I don't understand that Tais Yontub like Tzarechin on the Rambam. It's not a pella at all. And he says it has to be, that's what the Rambam meant, because the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Toich Kedei Dibur. So what? The Rambam, there's no other mahalach of how you're supposed to understand the Gemara. It's poshut, that's what's going on over here. The truth is that if you look at the Rashbam on the Gemara, Roy Begezel, it's the first line on Daf Kuf Samech Emer Aleph. The Rashbam says, Roy Begezel, Roy Bnei Adam Chashudin Ala Gezel, Ke'en Gezel, Shemoyrin Lehetera B'masa U'bematin, La'akiv Ish, Me'reva Charoy Loi L'chaveira. The Rashbam says the reason it's Roy Begezel, it's not so much the taiva of real gzela is so overwhelming that they can't overcome it. It's more related to a moira heter. Meaning it could be be'etzin, mitzada, taiva. Of course, arayas is more chamer than gzela. But the nekuda over here is the fact. The nekuda over here is the fact that people are moira heter. That people are moira heter when it comes to gzela as opposed to when it comes to Arayas, and that's why the way it plays itself out, Lemaisa, is as if it's Roiv Begezel, and it's only Mirt Barayas. So as it relates to the Yitzra Darayas, just one Ha'ara, this is all Behemshech, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'ois Ne'inyan, and that is, the Marsha, right here on this Gemara, he asks a question of flaw. This Marsha is half of a fella, and I just want to be mocked in that. I've heard this Marsha many times over the years from Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Weinberg. He always talks about this Marsha with different Hoysophis. But so we've gone through this Marsha together. But the point is the Marsha asks that the Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Kuf Samech Dalet Amud Beis, Omer Rav Amram Omer Rav, Sholesh Aveirois, Ein Adam Nitzol Mehem Bechol Yoyim. Hir Ravera, Ve'iyun Tfil of Alashon Har. Just read the words. And when we went through the Daf, we read these words carefully, right? There are three averos, ein adam, nitzel, mehem, b'chol yom. There are three averos that there's no person in the world that could be nitzel from every single day. That means if you're a person and you're alive, you're going to be over these three averos. Here avero, ve'in tefila, v'loshen har. Freit the Marsha, if that's the case, so why are we even trying? So what's this all about? Shalosh averos, ein adam, nitzel, mehem, b'chol yom. And he says not just that. So you have no bechira, basically. So if you have no bechira, so how could it even be an avera? Right, an avera is something. I have bechira to do it or not to do it. Teretz is you have, this is the way it is. So if this is the way it is, then what does that even mean? And more than that, it sounds bechira like you have no bechira. So the Marshal says a dover nifla. This is mamish a dover nifla adamoid. But I just want to be mocked in the dover nifla of the Marshal with a very, very well-known Arachayim HaKadosh. It's also an Arachayim HaKadosh we've spoken about many times over the years. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Chiddush. The Arachayim HaKadosh is in Parshas Achrimois. It's right in the beginning of the Parsha of the Arayas. So the Parsha of Arayas is mentioned in the Torah twice. It's in Parshas Achrimois and it's in Parshas Kedoshim. And the preface to the Parsha in Parshas Achrimois is as follows. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Dabra al Bnei Yisrael. Va'amarta aleim. Ani Hashem alaykechem. Kamaisi Eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem ba loy sasu. Ukamaisi Eretz Kenan asher ani mevi eschem shomo loy sasu. Ubechuka yiseyem loy seylechem. And the Arachayim asks a bunch of kashas, ayin sham, a lot of diktukim, but high level, in one word, the Arachayim HaKadosh is bothered. Why this fancy introduction to the Parsha of Arayas? Dabra b'nei Yisrael b'yamartam aleihem, ani Hashem alekeichem, k'mayis eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo leisasu, u'k'mayis eretz Kenan asher ani mevi eschem shomo leisasu. Here, just tell him what you want to tell him and tell him. Why do you need this whole akdama? That's what's bothering the Arachayim HaKadosh. So just a few excerpts. Zok to Arachayim, hine yoduahu. Every mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded His holy nation, are mitzvahs that a person is able to withstand. And he can somehow get himself to a place where he's going to want to do these mitzvahs. With one exception. Zulas mitzvahs prishes o'arayas. Hu davar shenavshe shaladam mechamdasan v'oinastay aleyem lasoysam. The Indian of Arayas is something that it's impossible for a person to get himself to a place where he's going to have total control over his cheshek and over his rotzen. Zulas bis atzmar hachok ashnei dvar me'adam. Unless he's able to refrain from two things. Meaning, if he's never going to see anything that's related to arayas, or he's never going to think a thought that's related to arayas, then shnei elu lo yasa. But let's say he won't be able to ever not see something he's supposed to not see, or not think something he's supposed to not think. Ein adam shalit beruach zelech aloisam imenu. This person will not be able to be shalit on the ruach of this yetzahara. Ki chol shalei tiyalei harchokas hergish haru'us bedavar hagam sheyarchuk b'chinas achoyshev, etc. This is something that's going to be impossible. So I'm skipping a lot. U'bezeh novoi elabir. Hinei, ha'odin Hashem tzvokois, nischakim b'tzavois mitzvazu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very wise when he commanded this mitzvah. V'dibeh neged yetzahara. And he specifically talked to the yetzahara. Sheyoyimah, the yetzahara is going to tell a person, heich yochol enoish tivi, limshol b'tavosoi, Asher hiyoy nastoy. Dober zehu mushlo mehadas. Sheichayev Hashem shmirosoy lakol b'ashvo. I don't understand how every person can have a mitzvah of arayas. Meaning, bishloima someone that never saw something he's not supposed to see. Or bishloima someone who never thought something he's not supposed to think. Beseder, he has a mitzvah of arayas. It's possible. But any other person, any mortal that's lived life a little bit, he's been nichshol on some level. And if that's the case, Ein adam shalit beruchay lemnoya me'atzmai cheshek. How is this even possible? Is valzen nischaven Hashem benoyim divrei elikim chayim. It's to that we have the akdama to the parish of arayis. V'omar k'maisi eretz mitzrayim asher yeshaft. Pirish. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klai Yisrael. He says, "Agam sheyeshavtem b'mokim shanoshel b'nei zlunim." You're coming out of Mitzrayim right now. Mitzrayim, we know, was shtufei zima. You can imagine what the Yidden were exposed to when they lived in Egypt. It's impossible that you've not been put through the ringer on some level where you thought things that you're not supposed to think. You were there. You were literally there. I'm giving you the mitzvah of arayas anyways. That you shouldn't follow the ways that they did. And the same is true even though you're going to Eretz Canaan and you're going to be exposed again. I don't care. I'm giving you the mitzvah anyways. But how's that possible? But preempting the fact that a person is going to say this doesn't make any sense, here's the punchline. It's for that reason Hashem said, "Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'omarta aleihem, ani Hashem elokeichem." Ki hein emes b'mina nushi zulas Yisrael yeshnoi b'taynazu. Ki lo yimotzei b'koichem l'mnoya oitzem cheshkoi mimeno. It's true, an ordinary person can't control himself in terms of this inyan. And it's poshut that at some point in his life he's going to be nichshol. Masha'en kein atem b'nei Yisrael. But you're Jews and you're different. You know why you're Jews? Litzad heyoisi Hashem aleikeichem. Because I am your God. V'asoga lukus. And because of that you have different hasogas. And b'koyach aleiki. And with that koyach that you have, that ani Hashem aleikeichem, yenutzach koyach hativi agashmi. You'll be able to overcome your koyach hativi agashmi. Ki atzura. Because the spiritual tishloit b'chomer is going to overwhelm the physical. Kishayaskin ish Yisrael is tabik b'Hashem aleikah yishloit b'tiva. He's going to be able to be shaylit in his teva. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh. You want to know why the hakdama? Because without this hakdama, it doesn't make any sense. Because based on the physical nature of a person, yeah, to have a cheshek to put on tefillin and to have a cheshek to say kriyashma and to even have a muna and to do different things, beseder. Oh, but the inyan of arayas is different. And it's something that once a person gets sucked in, it's very hard for him to get out. And every person on some level has been exposed. So how's it shayach? Yeah, you want to tell me someone's living somewhere, beseder. Oh, but lemais, Klai Yisrael wasn't there. Because Klai Yisrael was coming from Mitzrayim and they were going to Canaan. So how are they supposed to have the mitzvah? You know what the answer is? It's the first pasuk in the parish of Arayis. Dabro b'nei Yisrael, gai retzid yidin. V'amar taleim and tell them, ani Hashem elokeichem. You have a spiritual component to you. You have a You have an neshama, and being that you have an neshama, you're shaykh to it. You know why? Because hatsura tishloit b'chomer, and kishiyaskim ish Yisrael istabik b'Hashem alikoy,
Yishloit Petiva. This is the Rechaim HaKadosh. Going back to the Masha. Talk to Masha. The Gemara says, Amrav Amram Amarav. Sholesh Averis Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yoy. There are three Averis that a person cannot save himself from. Here are Avera, Ian Tfil of Elosh and Hara. Talk to Masha, it's true. An Adam, a man, someone that's earthy, someone that's Mino Adamo, someone that is a person that lives in the world of Chaymer, Ein Adam Nitzel Behem B'chol Yoyim. Here Avera, Ian Tfilo, Lashon Hara. It's impossible. Don't even try. You're wasting your time. It's not possible. You can't. You will not be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. You're going to be Nichshol. Ein Adam Nitzel Behem B'chol Yoyim. He said, but a Yid has the ability to lift himself above the level of simply being an Adam. Adam is also called Adam because Adam Mele Elyoin. We're made men Elyoinim and we're made men Atachtoinim. We have a Chaymer, but we also have a Tzura. We have a spiritual aspect to us also. And a Yid has the ability to lift himself above the Chaymer and he can become Tzura. He become a Malach. He quotes the Gemara Chagiga, Marav Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvok, Kizivakish Tayer Mipiyu. Every single Yid on some level could be a Malach. It's true. If you see yourself as a regular frail human, you're vulnerable, and there's averus, gross averus, then ein adam nitzel behem b'chol yoyim. And if you stay in that status of adam, that's where you're going to be. But the koyach of a yid is adam el elyon. A yid has the capacity to lift himself above and beyond the madrega of simply being an adam. He can become a malach. He can take his chaymer, but he can submerge it with tzura. Because Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and because he has that koyach, that capacity of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's the Eitzah. If a person goes through life, I'm a mensch, there's people, there's 7 billion people in the world, I'm just another one of them, you're dead. D-O-A. Dead on arrival. You don't stand a fighting chance. The mahalach is for a person to lift himself above. It's to be Adam El Elyon. It's to strive for something bigger. On some level, shtel zechtzu tani Hashem Elokeichem. Try to live a life of elikus. Live a dehoibin 11, a hecher 11. If a person taps into that, that's the etza. That's how you overcome it. And you know what the aveira is? The aveira, says the Marsha, is that a person who stays in the status of Adam, and he doesn't try to be Adam El Elyon. That's the Aveira that the Gemara is referring to. That is the Sholish Aveiros of Ein Adam Nitzam V'Chayim. You're right, if you stay Adam, it's not an Aveira because you almost don't even have Bechira. The Aveira is, we expect more from you. You're a Yid. A Yid has to understand that he has the koyach to be Adam El Elyon. And that's the Eitzah, that's what separates. That's Lahavdo Ben Yisrael La'am. The Marsha says that's the Oymek of Atem Kriyam Adam. Ve'ein Umay Sa'olam Kriyam Adam. We have Adam. They're the Adam Mino Adama. They're that aspect, Efer Dam Mara, like the Gemara says. That aspect of Adam they have, but they don't have Adam El Elyon. That's something that the Yid has. The Yid is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He has the Koyach of Adam El Elyon. That's the Eitzah. That's the way a Yid is supposed to go through life. We will stop here and Be'ezus Hashem pick up more raid on this classic Gemara tomorrow.